Greetings.
This is an audio tutorial on the use of the Speakrain CC Radio SW. This is Tim Hendel speaking for the Speakrain Company. This is not a reading of the manual. This is a tutorial made by a blind person and intended for the use of people who are blind or who wish to use the radio without reference to the digital display. If there should be any disagreements between this tutorial and the printed manual that you got with your radio, you should assume that the manual is correct. And neither Tim Hendel nor the Speakrain Company are legally liable for any damage or inconvenience which may occur while using this tutorial. This radio is not the same as the CC Radio or the CC Radio Plus. Speakrain has other tutorials for any blind person who wishes to use those radios. We'll begin with an overview of the radio, a sort of getting started, for those of you who are very familiar with radios and would much rather play with your radio than listen to me. Then I will go into more detail and explanation of some of the features which may be unfamiliar to some of the listeners. In your box you should have the CC Radio SW itself, a power supply that you plug into the wall, and a printed manual. The first thing to decide for the quick start is whether you're going to power your radio with batteries or with the power supply. If you're going to power the radio with the power supply, feel on the left-hand side of the radio. On the left-hand edge at the top are two RCA jacks. This is stereo line output. Then a two-position up and down switch. Then a round hole. The round hole is where you plug the power supply in. Having done that, you then plug the power supply into the wall. The switch right above the round hole chooses between two different kinds of batteries. If you're going to power the radio with batteries, the position of this switch depends on which kind of batteries you're going to use. If you lay the radio on its face with the handle closest to you, you'll feel in about the middle of the back of the radio, toward the bottom, the battery door. There's a little indentation. If you place your thumb in the indentation and press gently and slide the door away from where the handle is, you will see the battery compartment. You will immediately notice that this radio appears to take 8 batteries. 4 D batteries and 4 AA batteries. And maybe you'll make the mistake that I made at first, assuming that the D batteries power the radio and the AA batteries are for the memories. Well, this is not true. The radio can run either on 4 D cells or 4 AA batteries, and that is the use of this switch on the left-hand side, which I mentioned. You can put 4 D cells and 4 AAs into your radio, and use it on D cells, and when the D cells go dead and you need a little emergency backup, push the switch and now you'll be running on your 4 AA batteries. The D batteries go in 3 in one row and then one above it separately. The AA batteries go in 2 batteries in each row. And as with all devices of this type, the minus or smooth part of the battery goes where the spring is, and the plus or the little button on the end of the battery goes on the end that is not the spring. Now back to the switch that's just above the hole where the power supply goes. If you have put D batteries into your radio, the switch should be in the down position. If you have put AA batteries in your radio, the switch should be in the up position. If you put batteries in your radio and you try to turn it on and nothing happens, check this switch. Now, a brief view of how the knob should be set when you turn your radio on for the first time. There are 4 knobs along the bottom edge of the radio on the front toward the left. First, starting way at the left, is a headphone jack. Next is an RF gain. Turn it all the way clockwise. Next are bass and treble. For maximum bass and treble, turn them all the way clockwise. For minimum, turn them all the way counterclockwise. Next is the volume. Turn it all the way counterclockwise and then turn it clockwise about a quarter turn. In the upper right-hand corner of the radio is a power button. Press it, and within about a second, the radio will come on, and you should hear something coming out of the speaker. Right above the volume control knob are two flat knobs. The bottom knob, all the way in the left, it's pointing to about 10 o'clock, is AM or medium wave. Then we have shortwave 1, shortwave 2, and shortwave 3, which will be discussed later. Above that is another knob that looks the same way. When it's at the 10 o'clock position, you're on medium wave, wide bandwidth. Turn it one click, narrow bandwidth. Turn it one more click, it's now pointing to about the 1 o'clock position, is FM mono. One more click, it's pointing to the 2 o'clock position, it's FM stereo. Why not begin by having both of these knobs pointing to the, let's call it the 10 o'clock position. You'll be on AM wide. To the right of that is a knob which you'll probably have figured out is the tuning knob. If you have pressed your power button, you should hear something. If the two band switch knobs are both at the 10 o'clock position, you should be on AM or medium wave. You may or may not get anything by turning the tuning knob, because there are three buttons above the tuning knob. On the far left is a button called hold. If you push this button, the tuning knob won't do anything. This is good if you're carrying the radio around and you don't want it to be knocked off of the station that you're listening to. Next, the button in the middle is slow tuning. You'll find that you tune the knob quite a ways to get from one station to another. Next is fast tuning, and you'll find that the radio jumps quickly from one station to another as you're tuning the tuning knob. Probably it's a good idea to be on slow tuning when you're getting used to the radio. When you come to the end of an AM or an FM or a shortwave band, the radio beeps. Here's an example of that. I have the radio on 1700, which is the top of the AM band, and we have a station here, a local black gospel station. I'm going to turn the tuning knob clockwise. I'm already at the top of the band.
Wave your hand, baby. Here comes your song. It's called Bless Me.
Did you hear the radio go silent and beep? Now I'm at the bottom of the AM band, 520. I'm all the way at the bottom. I'm going to go now in the other direction. And the same thing happens on FM. I'm way down below 88 on the FM band, way down at the bottom, and I'm going to turn the tuning dial counterclockwise. And that landed me on 108, way up at the top. I'm going to turn it clockwise. And I'm now down below 88. Those of you who like to just play with radios on your own have almost all of the information you need. I've told you about the two flat buttons right above the volume control. The first one giving you AM or medium wave, then SW1, SW2, and SW3. And the second one give you wide and narrow bandwidth on AM and shortwave, and then FM, mono, and stereo. You'd probably like to know the frequency range of each of the three shortwave bands. SW1 goes from 1711 to 10.010, actually 1711 kilohertz to 10.010 megahertz. SW2 goes from 9.990 megahertz. So you see there's a little overlap between SW1 and SW2, and it goes up to 20.010 megahertz. And SW3 goes from 19.990 to 29.999 megahertz. Of course, AM is 520 to 1710, and FM is 87.5 to 108. You might want to stop this tape and play with all of the things that I have told you about. And when you get curious about some of the other buttons and controls, feel free to come back to this tutorial and we'll continue. Beneath the power button are two smaller buttons.
The one right below the power button is dual time. It allows you to switch your clock between your local time and UTC, Greenwich Mean Time, or for that matter, any two time zones that you want to have set. We'll be spending very little time on the clock on this tutorial. We refer you to the printed manual for more information about the clock. Below dual time is another button, and this button is lock. At any time, if you press this button briefly, the radio will be locked. That means that none of the controls will function except the analog RF gain, volume, bass, and treble. This is handy if you're packing the radio in a suitcase and you don't want it to accidentally turn on. To unlock, press and hold the lock button for 1 second. It is important to note that just tapping the button will lock the radio, but to unlock it, you must press and hold it for a second or two. Below the lock button are four pairs of buttons, two in each pair. I'm going to refer to them as L1, R1. In other words, the one on the left on the top, the one on the right on the top. The next row will be L2 and R2. L1 steps down by a certain number of kilohertz or megahertz on AM, FM, and shortwave, and R1 steps up. These are very useful in moving around the band. On AM broadcast band, they step down and up by 10 kilohertz. This can be changed to 9 if you want to use the radio in Europe and Asia, where a 9 kilohertz standard is used. In shortwave, they step up and down by 5 kilohertz each, and on FM, they step up and down by 100 kilohertz each, in other words, half a channel on FM, like 89.3, 89.4, 89.5. L1 is also used when setting the clock to set the minutes. R1 is used to set the hours and also to toggle between 12 and 24 hour format. As I said, the clock will be discussed only briefly. L2, the second button down on the left, is memory set and clock set. Memory set when the radio is on, clock set when the radio is off. R2, alarm mode. And R3 are timers 1 and timer 2. Timer A and timer B, as the manual calls it. Timer and alarm are used interchangeably in this tutorial to mean the same thing. L4 is band set. And R4 is memory use and also charge. The band set feature on this radio is very interesting, and it can help you to get around the radio and know where you are. The band button L4 works one way on AM and FM and a slightly different way on shortwave. On AM, if you're up at the top of the band, 1700, you press L4, you'll go to 520. Then you go 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000, 1100, well, you get the idea, all the way to 1700. Press it again, and it'll go to 520, and it will beep, just like it beeped when we went to the end of the band for the tuning knob. And on FM, if you're way down at 87.5, you press it, it'll go to 88, 89, 90, 91, 92 megahertz, etc. Up to 108, and you press it, it'll beep, and go to 87.5, and then 88, and so forth. So on medium wave, the band button starts out at 520 and then moves you up 600 and 100 kilohertz increments after that. And on FM, starts at 87.5, goes to 88, and then 1 megahertz increments after that. On shortwave, there are several divisions of SW1, SW2, and SW3. These divisions are referred to as bands, even though the concept of meter bands on shortwave is not used as much as it used to be. When you're all the way down at the end of SW1, which is 1711 kilohertz, pressing the band switch will land you on the following frequencies. And those of you who are familiar with shortwave will realize this is in the middle of a lot of typical shortwave broadcast bands, or in some cases at the beginning. Pressing the band button will land you in the following places: 2250, 3350, 3855, 4700, 5800, 7100, 9400. And if you press it again, you go back to 2250. Pressing the band button when you're on SW2 will land you in these places: 11500, 13500, 15000, which is the frequency of the WWV time signal station, 17450, 18850. And on SW3, there are only two so-called bands, 21450 and 25600. I remind you that on SW3, the radio goes up to 29999. So these band positions, if we want to call them that, are just places where the radio will land when you press the band button. We commented how pressing the band button on medium wave or FM, when the radio gets to the top of its range, it will beep and start over. This is not true on short wave. The radio will go through all of its bands and then start over, but it does not beep as it does on AM and FM. While we're talking about tuning around, I want to give you some more specifics about the tuning speed. Recalling that above the tuning dial are three buttons. The one on the left locks the tuning dial. It doesn't lock anything else on the radio, unlike the lock button, which we talked about, which is two buttons below the power button. That locks everything. The middle button above the tuning knob is slow tuning speed, and the one on the right is fast tuning speed. When you're on AM broadcast, slow tuning speed is 1 kilohertz per step. Fast tuning speed is 10 kilohertz per step. Note that it also moves up and down in 10 kilohertz steps if you press L1 and R1, those two buttons that are for going up and down the band. On shortwave, the slow tuning is 1 kilohertz per step. The fast tuning is 5 kilohertz per step. And we note that L1 and R1 move you up and down the shortwave bands in 5 kilohertz increments instead of 10 kilohertz. This will make sense to any of you who already listen to shortwave, because we know that shortwave stations have channels 5 kilohertz wide, while AM broadcast stations have channels 10 kilohertz wide. And on FM, slow tuning moves you up and down 10 kilohertz per step. Fast tuning moves you up and down 100 kilohertz, or one half of an FM channel. And that's the same speed as R1 and L1 move you up and down the band. Beneath R4 is a little pinhole. This is reset, and this button can be pressed with a hairpin or a stylus. This will reset the processor and should only be used if the radio seems, shall we say, confused, and the radio is not functioning the way it should be. Check first, if you're running on batteries, that you have good batteries in the radio. If you seem to be having problems that you can't solve, try pressing reset. On the right-hand edge of the radio are three switches, and we recommend the following positions. The top switch is a key light. If this switch is in the up position, the radio lights will turn on briefly whenever you press a key. If you're blind, you don't really need this, and it just wastes batteries. Keep it in the down position. The next switch is DX versus local. In other words, it increases and decreases the sensitivity of the radio, as does the RF gain control, which we mentioned at the beginning of this tutorial. Under most circumstances, you probably want this switch in the up or DX position. If you're using a very, very long antenna, or you live near a very powerful transmitter, you may want this in the local or less sensitive position. And the final switch is internal antenna versus external antenna. For now, we'll have it on the up or internal antenna position. On the back of the radio, you will notice several connectors. We suggest that you turn the radio around so that the back of the radio is facing you. The first one, beginning on the right of these connectors, is a smooth, round jack.
You may not have seen this jack before. It's called a PAL, P-A-L connector. It looks a little bit like the F connector that most TV cable boxes have, except those connectors have threads, and this connector is smooth. You have received a couple of little connectors with your radio which have to be soldered and put together on a coax line. Consult C. Crane if you need some other adapters or connectors for this PAL connector. The purpose of the first PAL connector is to take from the radio the 455 kilohertz IF first intermediate frequency stage output of the radio. This output stage signal can be fed to various types of adapters to decode single sideband or DRM, Digital Radio Mondial. If you know about all these things, then you probably don't even need this tutorial. Next, we have two spring clips. The first one is for a wire antenna, and the second one is for a wire ground wire. And then we have another PAL connector on the left, closest to the edge of the radio. This is for an FM or shortwave external antenna. You'll recall the three switches on the right-hand edge of the radio. The bottom one is internal antenna versus external antenna. I have discovered that the spring clip wires work best when that switch is in the internal antenna position. But the FMSW antenna connector that is a PAL connector works best when this switch is in the down position. The power switch on the radio can also function as a sleep timer, but you may not want it to do this. You may require some sighted assistance to set this the way you want it. When you first press the power switch to turn on the radio, on the lower left-hand corner of the screen is an icon which appears for 2 seconds. This icon will show an amount of time, or it will be absent. If you do not want the power switch to function as a sleep timer, press it continuously until the amount of time disappears. Now the power switch just turns the radio on with nothing to do with sleep timer. Setting a memory. This radio can have 10 memories on each of its bands, that is AM, SW, 1, 2, and 3, and FM, for a total of 50 memories. First, tune in the station that you want to be in a memory. Next, press memory set button, which is L2. At this point, you may require some sighted assistance, especially the first time you set this up. When you press L2, the display will show what memory the radio thinks that the station you are tuned into is going to be in. It may show, for example, memory 4 when you want it to be in memory 2. The up and down buttons, that is L1 and R1, will go through all the memories 1 through 10. When you get to the memory that you want, press memory set again, and the station will be in that memory. Now to set the next memory, you cannot assume that when you press memory set again, the radio will automatically be in the next open memory. The reason for that is if you're tuning around on the radio and you pass a station that you have in memory, the radio will show on the display that this memory is now being tuned, even if you haven't used memories to go to this station, if you use the tuning knob. So the memory set will think that you want to go to the next memory after the memory that you have tuned. In other words, by some playing around, you may be able to guess what memory you're pointing to in memory set. We recommend, however, that you get some sighted help the first time you set up your 10 memories on each band. After that, you won't have any problem going to the memories. The memory use button, which is R4, goes through all of the 10 memories. Starting at whatever memory you're on, it goes to 10, and then it goes back to memory 1. You won't hear a beep as you do with a tuning dial, so we recommend that you put a station that you know in memory 1 of each band. On this radio, unlike some radios, When you have used the memory button to go to a certain station, all you have to do is use the tuning knob or the up and down step buttons, which are L1 and R1, to tune around from that memory. In other words, you do not have to exit memory mode as you do on some other receivers. Here are a few other random notes that may be of interest. R4, that is the button that you use to go through your memories, is also used to charge the batteries. You cannot charge alkaline batteries. In fact, it can be dangerous to do so as they can overheat and leak liquid. But if you have nickel cadmium or nickel metal hydride batteries in the radio, you can recharge them. First of all, keep in mind the switch on the left-hand edge of the radio. Up is for AA's, down is for D's. If you have rechargeable batteries in the radio, connect the AC power connector. Have the radio turned off. Now press R4, the memory use button, and the radio will begin to charge the batteries. The radio will charge continuously for 12 hours, whether you listen to the radio or not, as long as you leave it connected. After 12 hours, the charging will stop. 12 hours is said to be sufficient for the average set of 4 AA rechargeable batteries. The set of D rechargeable batteries may require 3 or 4 12-hour cycles. It's always good to consult the instructions that came with the particular batteries that you are trying to charge. We mentioned at the beginning that the 10 kHz steps on medium wave can be changed to 9. Inside the battery compartment, near the D batteries, is a little switch. When the switch is in the position toward the spring of the single by itself D battery, that is the 10 kHz step position, when the switch is the other way, toward the spring of the 3 D batteries that are in a row, that is the 9 kHz position. If you change the switch, you must then press the reset button on the radio. The reset is that little pinhole underneath R4. This completes everything about this radio except for the clock. You do not need to set the clock in order to operate the radio. And if you have no interest in the clock, you can stop this tape now. If you have any comments, problems, or suggestions about the C. Crane CC Radio SW, please contact C. Crane at 800-522-8863. Please keep in mind that when you talk to C. Crane on their 800 number, they are charged. Therefore, if your discussion is lengthy, you may wish to request their non-800 number and call them back on that number. Setting the clock will probably require some sighted help, but you may wish to have some idea of how it's done. R1, besides being used to step up the band, when the radio is off, is used to toggle between 12 and 24-hour mode. Press and hold this button, and then when 12/24 comes up, toggle, press it until you have the mode you want. To set the clock, clock set is the same as memory set, L2. Press and hold the clock set for 5 seconds. Press R1 and hours will go up. Or tune the tuning dial and you can have the hours go either up or down until you get to the hour that you want. Next, push the L1, which we have used before, to scan down the radio band. This time with the radio off, the minutes will begin to flash. Continue to push L1 and the minutes will go up, or use the tuning dial for the minutes to go up or down as you tune the tuning dial either way. When your hours and minutes are set the way you want, press clock set, and this confirms it and sets your clock. If you want to set the timer A or B, press and hold L3 or R3 and the timer will start to flash. Set the hours and minutes the same way you did when you set the clock. Then press and release the alarm button to confirm. You also press these alarm buttons to get the mode that you want, the alarm, which they call a buzzer, which will play for 3 minutes, or the radio, which will play for 1 hour. If you want to stop the alarm for one day, that is, you want it to go off tomorrow morning at the same time or tomorrow evening at the same time, press the power button when the radio starts to play. So you can perhaps have some sighted help to set the alarm if you want it to go off the same time every day. You can simply then turn it off yourself by pressing the power button, and the next day it will go off at the same time. Here are a few specifications on your radio, which may interest you. These were taken directly from the printed manual. The size of the radio is 11.4 inches wide by 7.3 inches high by 2.75 inches thick. The output of the AC adapter is 9 volts at 500 milliamps, tip negative. And the audio output of the amplifier is 2.5 watts. This is the end of the audio tutorial for the C-Crane CC Radio SW. Tim Hendel and the C-Crane Company thank you very much for purchasing this radio, and we certainly hope that you have many years of good listening experience.